you have any questions or queries, you can send them to Sabrina Howard. And the email address, showard@coopgeneral.com. That's showard@coopgeneral.com. And I have Mr. Anton Lovell in studio with me this morning. He is the CEO of Cooperators General Insurance. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Well, not too bad at all. What about you?
I cannot complain.
Lovely.
So we're looking forward to what we're going to be talking about today. And a different look, but still that focus on basically the results of sometimes when people get into collisions. What are some of the unfortunate situations that vehicle owners, drivers, passengers, even pedestrians encounter following a collision?
Right. Thanks again, and good morning to your listeners. The main problem we are seeing now, I can tell you from our reports, one out of five accidents are caused either by an uninsured motorist.
One out of five?
Yeah, or by an unlicensed driver. And so again, you can imagine your vehicle being insured third party only and being struck by an unlicensed or uninsured motorist, what would happen to you? Mm. Obviously, you can't claim against your policy because you have a third party policy. Mm-hmm. And regrettably, what we are also noticing is that the men involved, we've got a lot of males involved. I don't know if you've heard of the term a man of straw.
Man of straw?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of
no?
that. No? No, tell me about that. Well, that sounds interesting.
Well, man of straw means that the person has no financial means.
Man of straw, but it makes sense now.
To help you.
Oh.
You see? So again, that is really unfortunate what we're seeing and experiencing. So that's the first difficulty we're having. Then if you go to a vehicle now, having comprehensive coverage, mm-hmm. well, then at least you can claim under your policy, but under the policy condition too calls for you to pay an excess. And that caused to some explanation, that caused to some frustration on behalf of the policyholder. Because in their view, they are not responsible, or they were not responsible for the accident. Mm. But yet you're asking me
to pay the excess.
And again, you keep that reminding persons that the excess has nothing to do with at fault, if you're at fault or not. Mm-hmm. The excess is a policy condition where as long as you're claiming under your policy, you are deemed to be your own insurer for this first $1,000, $1,500, and $2,000. I know it's hard, but again, it's part of the policy contract that you went into with the insurance company. So you can see the hardship being placed on persons when they're involved in accidents, not at fault, being caused by these unlicensed drivers and uninsured motorists. I can go further to tell you too that pedestrians and passengers within these same vehicles are also unable to claim when these unlicensed and uninsured motorists collide with their vehicles. Mm. Because the contract states that you would only pay for damages or injuries to persons if you were at fault. So if you were not at fault, the person at fault then has to pick up the liability. But then, as I said, we are dealing too with men of straw, man of straw. They have no means to pay. So that's why it's so important. In fact, that's why the law states that you must have third-party insurance coverage to provide support or coverage to these various people that you injure or you cause damage to their properties. So you see why it's important. For the last 9 programs, we were telling persons, try as best as possible to avoid accidents, because you never know who on the other side would strike your vehicle. Mm. You see, so that's a difficulty. Why the excess? Well, the excess, there's 3 reasons for the excess, really. It makes your premium more reasonable and affordable. Without that, I can tell you, Carl, you won't be able to pay your premium. You see, what you're looking at is every scratch on your vehicle, every small dent on your vehicle, you come to the insurance company for claim, claim, claim after claim. You see? So it avoids, allows insurance companies then to deal with the more serious and costly claims. So that's why the insurance, that's why the excess is there. Also, it makes you two more responsible. Makes you two more responsible. So they said, not for the excess, persons will be unable to pay their motor premiums. You see? So another difficulty we are seeing, or unfortunate situations too, is the liability after the accident. Again, 60-70% of times, there's a dispute. So persons always figure out, I am not at fault, the other guy is at fault, and that calls for some investigation by on the part of the insurance companies. And sometimes it's very difficult to prove who is at fault at the time. So then we have to apply for, insurance companies apply then for a police report. And again, persons, especially third-party policies, people unable to repair their cars and so waiting on this police report to determine or to assist with the determination of liability. But then the police report now takes 2-3 years to come to obtain. So you see, that's a problem. And persons suffer, regrettably. Again, we talk about passengers, we talk about pedestrians, waiting on this police report to come. But you have medical bills, you have the damage to the vehicle, and again, you're unable to claim because you have a third-party policy waiting on the determination of liability before that is resolved. You see, so again, so there's an added point in terms of these situations that you go through. People blame the insurance companies, but again, we are not involved in the accident. We are there to provide compensation for you according to the comprehensive policy. Yes, you can claim, but I mentioned earlier the excess. And persons, as I said, always find it difficult to pay the excess. And again, I mentioned the third party aspect of the policy. You're unable to claim on the policy because of the policy that you pay for. Then another situation we have too is the unavailability of body parts for the vehicle. Vehicle parts.
You have to be careful with that because I'm thinking body parts. Sir.
Vehicle parts. Okay. Yes. So, well, it meant to the outer body of the vehicle. You'll be surprised, but I'd be telling a lie if I tell you that the garage in the Barbados adequately stock parts. And you get in an accident, your vehicle is damaged, and no parts available, well, then you have to wait about 3 months to get parts shipped into the island for your vehicle. So you'd be seeing a number of vehicles on the road with damaged parts driving up and down, but you wonder perhaps why the insurance company not paying this person. But because the parts are unavailable in Barbados. You see, so there's another difficulty that we go through. And again, people blame the insurance companies, but we don't import parts. That's left to the garage.
Okay. Well, so interesting. A lot of interesting things that we're hearing today and things that we need to think about. I think some of them very jarring when you recognize that as a driver on the road. If I go and I'm driving quite carefully or trying my best to drive carefully and I get hit by an uninsured or an unlicensed driver, I am not that I'm not protected, but that protection isn't what I think it is. Because as a customer, I walk in, I pay for my insurance, and I have certain expectations in my head, but that may not be the case.
Yeah, right. And it's all based on the policy contract. Because it's a contract that you get into where you have to abide really by the terms and conditions of that contract. So as you mentioned, as though you mind your business, you're being careful and all that, but again, you're being struck by an uninsured motorist, a licensed driver, and you're expecting the insurance company then would come and pay for all the damages to your vehicle without you contributing. But then there's this policy condition, as I mentioned earlier, the excess. Another thing that I'd like your listeners to be aware of too is be careful who you lend your vehicle to.
Mm.
Because now you, one of your friends, okay, yes, I don't have my car, I don't have any transportation, I want to borrow your vehicle. And out of goodwill, you grant the person the
and
vehicle.
And we do that, don't we?
And we do that.
Yeah.
But then, the persons don't have a license.
Or the person's license,
or the person's license has been suspended now for 2 or 3 years.
Oh.
But you don't know. And you have your car valued at $70,000.
Mm.
And he's just going from here to there, and then the car is total. Regrettably, there are certain conditions that have to be met before an insurance company pay a claim.
Mm-hmm.
And one is, you must have a license, a valid license.
Right.
And in addition to that, not only the valid license, but the appropriate license.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that you can drive a car and you're only the holder of a motorcycle license.
And I mean, it seems so logical when you say it. You're like, because that's the first thing. Well, if I can't get somebody with a bicycle license or trolley license, not that you need a license for those, but yeah. It really doesn't make sense when you break it down. We are so accustomed to taking a chance. You know, but
taking
that may
chance.
Not necessarily work out very well for us in the long run.
Right. So, again, let's read your policy, most importantly. Read your policy. And as I said, people just, you know, as the Prime Minister will say, people talk fast and loose.
Mm.
But they don't read the policies and always blame the insurance companies. But it's a contract that you enter in, and all contracts have terms and conditions
mm-hmm.
that have to be met. Insurance companies, people figure too that every time there's an event, insurance companies come to their rescue and pay. But there are specified events and actions that the insurance companies are liable to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, similarly, if you want to broaden it now to your house policy, some people only, again, perhaps saving money, would come and effect a policy for fire only.
Right.
For fire only. But then there's a hurricane.
Hurricane. Mm-hmm.
And then you come to the insurance company and say, well, I've been paying my insurance now for all these years. And I approach my insurance company, and they're saying, no, you're unable to claim. But you only pay an effect of fire policy. And the specific peril at the time is fire, not hurricane. You see, so you have these things that, again, people, you know, like to blame the insurance companies for this and for that. But it's a legal agreement that you enter into, and you pay a premium according to the risk that you would like covered.
I think what I've been hearing all morning long is have a look at your policy. Find out exactly what it is that you are paying for, what you're responsible for as a driver or homeowner in the case that you think, and have a check. It may be, because even though we're talking about vehicles, you brought up home policies. Maybe you're taking over mom or dad's home and you'd have no clue what they've been paying for over
Correct.
The years. So you need to go and do some follow-up and
Correct.
Research.
Correct. You know, so as I said, it's this contract, is terms and conditions on the contract, is specific perils and so that you insure against,
mm-hmm.
like the same vehicle insurance, the two basic policies that is comprehensive and third party. So again, you have a third party policy. You expect then the insurance company then to pay for your damages. But you didn't pay for that. You pay for damages that you cause or level four.
Mm.
You know, and then the comprehensive now is, yes, there's a policy in place. Yes, I pay my premium. But in the event that you have to claim on your policy, then there's the excess that you have to pay.
Okay.
So I just want to encourage all drivers, including the uninsured and the unlicensed, to drive defensively. In other words, be observant and give up your rights to avoid an accident. Don't worry about the insurance company. The insurance company have reinsurance support and all that in place. But for individuals, accidents run into unexpected costs, a lot of inconvenience and stress.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Very, very educational this morning, Mr. Anton Neville, CEO of Corporators General. And looking at some of the unfortunate situations that vehicle owners, drivers, passengers, pedestrians, yes, even pedestrians can encounter following a vehicular collision. And of course, we can't cover everything. I see those questions flying in. Remember, please email your questions to Sabrina Howard. The email address is showard@coopgeneral.com. That's CoopGeneral.com. showard@coopgeneral.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Lovell.
Thank you, Carol.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-Operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.